Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back to Pit Row. I'm your host, Ralph. We're going to talk about some NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action. That's what we do on this Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment podcast. If you're new, welcome. If you've been listening, welcome back. Really quickly for the new folks, a couple ways you can listen to this podcast. www.tigerbombsae.com. That's the first way. You can go to the website. Every Tiger Bomb podcast has their own page. You can listen to Pit Row there. You can watch Pit Row there from the YouTube page, or you can go to YouTube and search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You can like our page and watch Pit Row from there. You can also watch football podcasts from there too, if that's your thing during football season. In addition to that, if you are a on-the-go kind of podcast person, you want to listen while you're walking around, exercising, whatever, we're in all the major platforms, so iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Apple, whatever, right? Just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. And if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you want to catch links to the show that way, you can. You know what to search for, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. That's it. That's the heavy lifting. Welcome back. What's the point of the show? Think about NASCAR in a new, fun, different way. Let's make some picks on sites like FanDuel and DraftKings. Try to claw back some cash. That's what we do with the other sports podcasts, like baseball and football here at Tiger Bomb. So we're in the process of making NASCAR something that is always profitable. That's what we want to do. So that's the point of it. Same format, review last week, look ahead this week, give you guys some picks, talk about if we hit or miss. That's it. Last week, as far as DraftKings goes, had some success. Drew back some cash, but nothing to write home about, you know, maybe even a little more than what I put in, which is always the goal. That's always a win. But at this point in the knowledge that we're building, we really want to start picking on some of these less educated people. And so just personally looking for more, going to continue to try to find easier contests to play. But the idea in terms of the drivers was spot on last week. So let's hop into it. Let's review the Coca-Cola 600 from the Charlotte Motor Speedway last week. If you don't know, last week, we talked about it last week. This is a big weekend for NASCAR. We've got the Coke 600, the Indy 500. They've got the F1 race in Monaco, I believe it is. So Monaco Grand Prix, I think it is. There's a lot going on. It's a capital weekend for the sport of racing as a whole. Now, if you want to break that down a little, IndyCar racing and NASCAR racing, that's something a little special here stateside that every now and then you will have some guys that are just that good that they can run both. Now that's difficult because you're talking about driving over 1,100 miles in one day and getting there and logistics. Last person to do it, if I'm not mistaken, Tony Stewart. That's because he had a big sponsor, right? He had FedEx for NASCAR. So they were able to lean on FedEx to get the jet, their personal jet. So he was able to run the Indy 500. I think he finished like fifth, something like that. Top 10. Great run for him. Immediately jets to the Coke 600, and he goes top three. So that's legendary stuff. That's hard to do. That's like driving across half the country in like a couple hours. Like, that's ridiculous. So say all that to say, we haven't had anybody do it this year. But guys, Ryan Blaney's going to do it next year. That's really cool. He's going to do it, I think, because of Penske and the way that's set up and the opportunity is there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But going to be cool. Remember this for next year. He's going to try to do the jugular and run both races and do well. Now, on to the Coke 600, the big NASCAR part last weekend. Byron jumps out cleanly, and he's managing both lanes. We finally get green on Monday. So much inclement weather. I'm waiting for my trucks. I'm waiting for the Xfinity Series. everything was delayed all weekend, but we finally were able to get to some racing. And on Monday, we're finally able to get to Sprint Cup Series racing. Now, the thing about it is these cars didn't have any time on the track before that. So, you know, they decided we're going to do a, you know, competition caution. I think it was 30 laps in, so we can just kind of feel it out a little bit. Because these guys have no idea, right? Like, you're going blind on your setup, and then you're just going to see what's going to happen once we start racing. So we get finally green on Monday. Byron jumps out cleanly, as I said. He starts managing both lines out front. Then it's Byron, Harvick, Hamlin, Busch, Brad Kay, as these guys settle in, finally, for this 400 laps. Hamlin able to jump up to the lead, though. And then the Harvick slips by him early. Briscoe also. They seem really loose. Bell and Blaney up to 1 and 2 now. At points, it is 3 wide supported at this point in the race as guys try to feel out the track. There's a lot of grip everywhere. I think the consensus was going to be that at some point the track would be able to support 3 wide, but what we saw was very early on, guys were able to do that, no problem. The idea was maybe it was going to happen later in the race. So that changes strategy a little bit. But Christopher Bell challenging now and able to take the lead. Competition caution comes out lap 35. Byron plus 4 spots off of pit road after that competition caution, thanks to being them in this stall number 1, which helped him all day. You guys don't know, qualifying, you know, that qualifying is how you line up in the stalls, like how you know, the pole position, basically, right? So it's like if you get the pole position, you're number 1 in your first stall, so on and so forth. And so this strategy and that, too, obviously that helps you coming off pit row because you can't speed on pit row. And you line up at that, you know, that line there before you get back to the track. And so very helpful to be first if you're like 16 cars back and you're finished. You know, you've got to drive to the front and not speed. And then Byron can just kind of hop out right in front of you guys. So there's a lot of that. But certainly, if you're going to the first stall, you're going to drive a little further to get to your stall. These other guys, if they're in the rear stalls, they're coming off the road right into the stall right away. So there's some give and some take there. But Byron was able to make this work for him a lot last Monday. He picks up 4 spots right here. Logano had to back up in the pit box, so he gets to start 28th now. They've, you know, issues all day with them. But Byron out front on the restart. Blaney able to slide up and around, though. So the order becomes Blaney, Byron, Brad, Keselowski, Christopher Bell, and Hamlin now. Lap 62 now. Bell making a move, and he's overtaken by Blaney. That pit stop was crucial for him. He can, you know, that car is starting to loosen up for Bell. He was sliding back a lot earlier, so that pit stop really did that competition caution, helped them kind of figure out what were they missing. He was seeing spots so quickly at the beginning of that race. You just know that's a setup thing, and as we said, no practice, no qualifying. So, boom. Okay. Caution comes out. With 25 going to stage 1, Jimmy Johnson gets spun around all alone, nobody else involved. Byron picks up 2 more spots off the pit stalls again. And we restart now with 22 to go in stage 1. Byron up top on the restart finally overtakes the 12. We continue to see 3 wide action at moments here. Reddick creeping up into the top 4 now, 2 to go in the stage. And we see challenges for the lead, blanket challenge, like we see we see challenging for the lead here. We see Byron challenging for the lead here. It's close. We also see lap traffic making it closer than it needs to be, but Byron is able to take the stage. Bell is second. Bell snuck right up. Blaney was trying to get there. He was looking strong. Green again now. McDowell stayed out to start the second stage here, and he fades right away on those old tires. The order becomes Byron, Bell, Reddick, Blaney, Brad K. McDowell cycling through green flat pits now. Reddick able to get out to the lead, but we have a bad weather delay there. So even though Monday we deal with a little bit of weather, so as Reddick gets that Michael Jordan car up to the front, we got to take a break. And then Christopher Bell's team is able to make some unapproved adjustments actually after that red flag, and so they were penalized after that bad move there. This is the pit stops we after that we get back into action. Some cars stayed out, but not everybody. So what I mean to say is after the red flag, after the weather caution, then we go green or yellow again, sorry. Then once they went back to yellow caution, then we get the pit stops. And then we get that, you know, yellow pit caution. Some cars stayed out, though. Not everybody pitted at this point. But the five of Larson got some extra characters. Well, they popped the hood. They tried to figure out what's going on there to make him run better. Logano penalized for a rolling tire into the pit box of the 51. So, again, more issues with them. Also, Almirola and Wallace with some pushing and shoving during the delay. Let's see what happens there. They literally were off camera somewhere around the trucks or whatever, talking about something that happened on the track earlier, and you see Almirola get physical with Wallace. Again, this is just like the Larson thing. You see, there's some intensity in NASCAR this year. Some of these guys aren't even, they're not feisty like that. We know who the fighters are in NASCAR. It ain't Eric Almirola, let me tell you, but for some reason, it's getting dusty out there. It's getting late in the year. Guys are making playoff pushes, and hell, some of these guys are fighting for their jobs, and they know it. Almirola knows he's fighting for his job, and so it's getting personal. Bubba also trying to, you know, fight for his life too. So, yeah, we saw some personal stuff on the track after that. So at this point, I'm just thinking, will this play out, you know, later on in the race? So green again, but the top five actually had stayed out, and so, you know, here we go. But caution right away. Jimmy Johnson spun around. He gets into Gragson inadvertently. Gragson's been having a tough stretch the last couple of weeks. Got to find some way to start finishing races at least. Like, finish them at least. We ain't talking about placing. Finish the races at least. He had some serious momentum last year, which is how he got the seat in Sprint Cup Series this year. And he started the year off fine. Not solid, but fine. But there's been some regression here. Get your head back in the air. All right, green again now. Lap 170. The order becomes Reddick, Blaney, Truex, and Brad Keselowski. Now, wow, Kyle Busch gets turned around, so we get another caution again. A lot of cautions today. He was in a huge pack of cars, and he just got loose. He got into Brad K, and that sent Brad K up into the wall. So we go green again, and a lot of bumping here. Almirola into the wall a little. I mean, these cars are like, you know, bumper to bumper, like front to end, back and forth. And then the turns are grinding and, you know, getting a little loose here and there. It's not clean right now. It's not clean. 15 to go into the stage. And yikes, Hamlin hard into the wall. A lot of damage here at lap 156. So Brad K squeezed Elliott into the wall. It looks like he was squeezing Elliott, but really, Elliott, as it turns out, and we'll talk about later, was intentionally trying to wreck Hamlin. This is something different with him. We saw what happened with Chastain a couple weeks back. Like this dude's getting a chip on his shoulder. I would say arguably the best driver in NASCAR pound for pound right now. Don't know where all the attitude is coming from. Not saying sometimes not justified, but to just retaliate and just wreck Hamlin on purpose like that, like, we talking big emotions here. You go and send somebody like a $15 million car. So, you know, it's a $15 million business on wheels, right? So you go and slam that into the wall on purpose. Oh, this bad blood. I don't care what people say. We'll talk about that, though, in a moment, what happened there. But pretty interesting choice there by Elliott, who I understand is frustrated. He usually would have secured a playoff spot by now or feeling very confident about that. Hadn't won a race yet. Has had the injury. There's been a lot going on. But you got to maintain your composure. You really do. At first, when I was watching the race, it looked like he didn't do it on purpose because it looked like he was getting squeezed by Brad K. It looks like Brad K was running up the track. He had room. He did it on purpose. Green again here. 9 to go in stage 2. So the order becomes Buescher, Blaney, Reddick, Harvick, Logano, Brad K. Harvick to 3rd now. He's moving. And now to 2nd. Also Reddick falling now. Down to 7th at this point. So then we get another caution. BJ McLeod with the spin. And Buescher takes the stage under caution. So green now for stage 3. Remember, it was a 4-stage race. Stenhouse, Busch, Harvick, Logano, Buescher's the order now. Stenhouse out there on those old tires. So Harvick eats him up quickly. And then Logano also on the move at this point. Fords are hard at work up front. So the order at this point in the race in stage 3 is Harvick, Logano, Stenhouse, Blaney, Busch, Brad K, Buescher, and Byron. Brad K bringing it in. Something going on there. They didn't think they had the left rear on tight, so they come back to get it right. He was top 5 at the moment. You know that stinks to have to run yourself back down pit row on purpose, you know, because you made a mistake. But longer race, we see more of these mistakes with the pit crew. So I, you know, it's a thing that you would see that's going to take some of the, we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's going to take some of these teams out. Too many mistakes. Sun started to help some more than others at this point, namely Harvick. He's moving, but we get a big slide. Christopher Bell spun with contact. Wow. So another caution at this point. Bit of caution on pit road, though. Truex and Buescher and Chastain among those dudes. There's jockeying, trying to get into the stalls, getting out of stalls, trying to get back, you know, get that position to get back on the track. So we damn near have crashes on, you know, pit road here. But we go green again, lap 37 in the stage, 237 overall. So Blaney and Byron out front, and Byron overtakes Blaney now. So the order becomes Blaney, Byron, Logano, Harvick, Larson. Larson fourth now. He's flying. And here comes Reddick with him. He's bringing Reddick with him. He's fifth now. I mean, when I say bringing him with him, it was literally like he is, like they're tethered, you know, with a rope, and he is bringing this dude with him. And these two just flying. Everybody else seems to be standing still, and these two are just flying by. So here comes Reddick with him, who's fifth now. Harvick is sixth. Kyle Busch having some car issues. They think about bringing it in, but ultimately on the radio make the decision to run it out and see. Larson, third now. Reddick is along for the ride. He's fourth now. They're just going. Reddick will settle in between Byron and Larson now. So now those guys are two, three, and four. Caution again. Looks like Todd Gilliland, had the six all over him. And lap 275, 26 to go in the stage, and we're yellow again. Byron picking up three spots thanks to stall one off pit road, man. He just worked it all day. Green again now, Byron out front. Reddick looks for room way up high. Blaney challenging and overtaking Byron. He's back out front now. Three to go. Blaney and Reddick are one and two. Reddick got a little loose, though, and that lets Truex get into the mix and catch up. So now we got a three-man fight for the stage. Now Truex and Reddick will stall each other, though. Doing that side-by-side race thing, that draft does not help the car go fast. And they stall each other enough for Blaney to take the stage, first stage win of the year for Blaney. And then we get final stage now. So we go green, Blaney and Byron duking it out up front again. Reddick charging again. Busch and Larson would be third and fourth at this point. Reddick got loose in a corner, slides across the apron and saves it. I mean, saves it. Huge for Reddick. His day could have been toast right there. Blaney increasing his lead on Busch, who was second now, and now we're at 62 to go. Caution now. Again, Michael McDowell lost the front right. His wheel is rolling down the backstretch, so we get the yellow out. Byron and Reddick battling off pit road for the lead, and we're green again now, 51 to go. So the order is Byron, Busch, Larson, Truex, and Blaney. Bad restart for Blaney is what happened. Larson overtakes Busch. He's looking for his teammate Byron now so they can link up and roll. Harvick with the caution, though. He slid into the turf. Able to finally straighten it out, though, and he collided with Reddick off turn four is what happened. He just kind of ran up into Reddick, who was up top, and Larson does a really good job off pit road here. He'll be second behind Byron for the restart. So we go green again now with 39 to go in this thing. Byron out front, Larson and Blaney behind him. And we get yet another caution. Allmendinger is the one who gets loose here. So just like the previous year, this race had a lot of cautions. He got loose, and him and Burton Stenhouse, him and Burton and Stenhouse. But the reason was Stenhouse was riding Almirola. Allmendinger got loose, him and Burton. But it was because Stenhouse was riding Almirola is what I meant to say. So there's just pack racing right there. Everybody's bunched up. 31 to go. We go green again. Cars all over trying to find room. Cindric goes around. Caution again. He's completely wrecked at this point. Green again now with 26 to go. Blaney with a nice restart. Larson gets spun around. There's a caution. Huge wreck. Logano gives. Wow, a lot of people done. Larson done at this point. After a brilliant day, 20 to go. We go green. Blaney out front. Truex and Byron behind him. You see Truex can get in the mix now. The Larson's out of the race. So Blaney out front, Truex and Byron behind him. Blaney got loose, though, and that lets Byron catch up a bit. Stenhouse banging into the wall behind Busch, but keeps it. Reddick coming up inside Truex. He's got third. Busch and Stenhouse continue to bump. Reddick is fast, but Truex won't go away. The order is Blaney, Byron, Truex, Reddick, Wallace, Busch now. 15 to go. Austin Dillon's fresh tires have him raced up into the top 10 now. Buescher also coming with him. Blaney trying to give Penske the back-to-back with the Indy 500 and the 600 here. He's running. 10 to go. Blaney building the lead just a little. 7 to go now. Blaney's flying and ahead by more than 1.2 seconds now with 4 to go. Zane Smith back there trying to hold on to a top 10 finish here. He's looking for a full-time job next year in the Sprint Cup Series with 2 to go now. White flag. Blaney wins it. Byron is second. Truex is third. Wallace is fourth. Good for Wallace. He's had a hard run over the past couple of weeks. Fifth for Reddick. Both of those 23-11 cars were fast today. The Toyotas got the job done. But Blaney and the Blue Oval, big win for Ford for proving they can get it done on this track. Great weekend for Roger Penske. Penske Motorsports taking the Indy 500 and the Coke 600. Lot to celebrate for those guys. Lot to be rowdy about. Blaney making his way into the playoffs. It's been like a 59-race drought for him. Very happy for him to get the win. Such a fast car. Can that team continue to get better during the pits, and surge forward into the playoffs? That's what we'll need to see. But again, great weekend for Penske. Great Monday win to close out Memorial Day. And as we take a look forward into the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway this weekend, NASCAR is making their way back to St. Louis, or technically Madison, Illinois, if you will, just across the border. But we're in St. Louis, y'all. 1.2 mile track length. So cup race purse here is 7.4 million. Race distance, 300 miles. We're going 240 laps. We'll get stage breaks at 45 and 140, and then the race will conclude at 240. Last year, the cup series made its debut on this flat 1 mile oval. Long straightaway, steep turns. But they made the debut, and Joey Logano was able to take the win here at the inaugural event. Overtime battle with Kyle Busch. Great, phenomenal race there. But that was last year. As we head into this Sunday, some things to think about. Now, because of what happened last week, that number nine for Hendrick, Elliott, the number nine driver, Elliott, he's going to miss Sunday's race. Suspended is Mr. Chase Elliott for that incident with Denny Hamlin trying to wreck him on purpose. And so he's going to have to sit a race out. Playoffs are getting very far away, and now he's got one more week where we can say he's not going to secure a playoff spot. So I know as frustrating as it is for him, look where you got yourself. So now you're up against the wall again. Corey LaJoie, they did deal with Spire. Corey LaJoie is going to come over and drive that car. Let's see what he can do. Great car, great team. Corey LaJoie is under like $7,400 on DraftKings. That's such a price break for a dude who's driving arguably one of the best four cars in all of NASCAR. And so you got to play him. You got to play him because you're getting a Hendrick car, which is usually a $10,000 or $11,000 car, sub $8,000. Don't be stupid. Play him. Another major penalty was announced Wednesday as NASCAR issued a level 3 penalty to Stuart Haas Racing, the number 14 car. They apparently counterfeited a next-generation part. As a result, the team is docked 120 points in both the owner standings and the driver standings for the chase. So this is just killing the – I mean, this is – I don't know how you can't come back from that. An additional loss of 25 playoff points should Briscoe and the team qualify for the postseason. This is not a lot of light at the end of the tunnel here. Such a steep penalty. Lots of people asking NASCAR to, uphold your rules, come down strong when these teams obviously break the rules, and boy, did they here. Plus a $250,000 fine and suspension in the next 6-point races to the crew chief, John Klausmeyer. So they hit him with the hammer. So moral of the story, don't cheat. Use the right parts. Don't cheat. Don't use bad parts. Don't use parts you're not supposed to. I know there's issue with the next gen and the parts and the compatibility, but we see NASCAR means business, and you know they're going to expect those cars right after the race. Goodyear is going to run the same tire setup that they have already used at Phoenix this year, Richmond, and North Wilkesboro most recently. And so think about what you saw there. Teams are also going to have one set of tires for practice, one for qualifying, and then you get the 9 sets for the Sunday race. So that's what you're rolling with. And Ryan Blaney's win in Charlotte brings the season total to 10 different winners, meaning there are only 6 points positions up for grabs because you're 16 if you're trying to make the NASCAR playoffs, and that's just 12 races to go. So it's going to get hot. This is why you're seeing guys fight off camera. It's going to continue to get hot, and St. Louis is going to actually be hot this weekend. Tempers are going to flare. Guys are going to kick it into another gear now. okay, what can we expect to lean on? I think you want to go with Hendrick Cars. And the thing that seems to be working is you've got to have some sort of formula. What I want to try this week is a Hendrick Car, but you've got to mix in the Fords. They've been performing really well. And another thing each lineup has to have is a car that is on the cheaper side but should overperform. This is why it's important to have LaJoie at 7,400. And even dipping below there, you've got to take a chance on a Gragson, who we were talking about earlier, or somebody down there like a Yelly, because I'm telling you, on DraftKings, if you can get one of those guys to finish in the top 10, top 15, that don't give you the DNF, then whatever else you were able to pay for by saving money there, if that goes well, this is how we actually win. So I'm thinking that, you know, I want to have exposure. Everybody's going to be overexposed to Blaney because he just won, but he is good for this race. I will have some exposure, but I'm not going to go crazy. But stick with Buescher. He also ran well. We talked about how he was flying at the end of that race. Stick with him. Reddick, stick with him. I mean, these guys are running solid week in and week out. Christopher Bell, still a good bet. Stick with these guys. Do you need to run a certain make and model at this race? No. Can you, if you want to? You can. I don't think the winning lineup has that. I think you got to mix it up a little bit. So, like I said, you know, I'm looking at a Hendrick Car up top, you know, and I'm looking at where can I give value down low. And those three middle, and those three cars in the middle, I want to pay about, you know, between 85 and 9,500. So, depending on what your top car is and your low car is, think like that's what you want to save in the middle, because that's the meat of what you can depend on right there. That's your Chris Bells. That's your whoever, right? But you got to look to Buescher this weekend. Look to Almirola. This guy's racing for a job. He ain't going to have that job. Stewart Haas ain't going to need him. We got so many guys coming up. He's almost at the end of it. He's not great. I'm not saying he's a bad driver, but I'm telling you guys, I'm going to do it different when it's out of desperation, right? So we playoff points, jobs, everything's on the line. Longer episode than I usually would do. Sorry about that, but you guys got it all. Enjoy the race if you're watching. Good luck if you're playing. We'll come back here next week and talk about what we saw. Peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.